Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
He ate lots of corn and bison when he was growing up, you know, being North Dakota State quarterback. He'll be fine. You know what I mean?
TFA fam, what is going on? Thank you for joining us for another Prop Talk. Tonight we're going to be going over some running back totals for the 2022 season. It is almost here. Looking at guys from a season-long perspective. So, Tom, kick us off, man. Who's the first running back total that you want to talk about for 2022?
All right, man. I'm going to go with a guy who you guys know I historically love, Joe Mixon. We're going over 1,050 rushing yards. That's at minus 115. Only way he does not hit this number is if he gets hurt. If you don't like that risk, fine, but you should never take a running back over if you don't like risk. He's hit that number three of the last 4 years. Only year he didn't was because he played six games. He's a machine. That offense is ridiculous. They've addressed the offensive line. It's the best offensive line he's ever played behind by far. He's going to have to play against light boxes because of T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. It's okay if he gets taken off the field from time to time on third down. Receptions don't count towards this number. That's fine. He's going to get his yards. They're going to have leads. He's a machine. Over, smash, nothing fancy. Give me Joe Mixon over.
I like that one a lot. Speaking of injuries, my first one, Dalvin Cook over 1150 and a half. Now, again, I know the whole thing with Dalvin is he's injured, misses time, blah, 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 blah. He's hit this two straight seasons. It should have been three straight seasons. He was only 30 yards away from this 3 years ago. The thing I really like about this over is this offense is expected to be more pass heavy this year, right? Gonna open it up a little bit more, run more than three receiver sets. Last year, Dalvin Cook ran against a stacked front on almost 21% of his carries, and that was the seventh highest rate in the NFL. Against base fronts, which is just seven defenders in the box, he's averaged over 5 yards per carry in back-to-back seasons. I think the Vikings obviously spreading the field open is only going to help him out. And because of that, like, he's not going to need the 20 plus carries per game that he's been getting under Mike Zimmer. Right. So I think the fact that could also potentially keep him a little healthier. You know, I don't think that we should be expecting really any running back to be playing all 17 games, especially when it comes to totals like this. But again, he's missed multiple games the past 3 years. He's hit it 2 years in a row. So I'm really high on this offense as a whole for 2022. If you caught the quarterback show we did, I talked about Kirk Cousins taking the over on his passing yards. So Dalvin Cook at 1150 and a half. Like I wish, and it's because I'm expecting him to miss 2 to 3 games. I wish someone could be like, hey, I swear to God, man, he's going to play 17 games this season. I might take a little lottery ticket on him to have the most rushing yards in the NFL this year. But obviously, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. But the over on this, 1150 and a half, I do think is going to happen.
I like that bet a lot. Again, it's going to come down to health. A lot of these bets with running backs with high yardage, it's basically the risk factor with whether or not you think they're going to get injured. So if you don't like that, then that's perfectly fine. One thing I would not do is take the under on some of these bets. Like Mixon and Dalvin, the only way those guys don't get it is if they get hurt. So if you want to bet on them missing games, I just don't like you as a person. That's just not fun. All right, how's that? Is that fair? Okay. Speaking of not liking somebody as a person, no, I'm kidding. Devin Singletary under. I'm going to stick with the Debbie goes Debbie Downer kind of thing. Devin Singletary under 750 and a half yards. That's at minus 105. Honestly, this is really a James Cook bet. I think he's the real deal in this offense, and they drafted him in the second round for a reason, right? No explosiveness in the run game last year. That's what they're looking for here. Warren Sharp sent out a tweet, summed it up perfectly. Bills running backs gained 10 or more yards on just 8.9% of his of their carries last year. That was 22nd in the league. James Cook gained 10 or more yards on 16% of his runs last year at Georgia. That is what they're looking for. And I don't really know if I think Singletary is going to be on the field enough to gain 750 rushing yards unless he just hits a ton of long runs. So this offense is about speed and Josh Allen. And that's not to say Singletary is slow, but he doesn't have the explosiveness that Cooks has. So I really like that over or that under for Devin Singletary. Still probably get his touchdowns. He'll still probably be good in a split for fantasy because of the touchdowns. But I don't love the yardage at all. Under.
Yeah, I don't.
Look at me taking unders, by the way, huh?
I know. I'm turning a new leaf right here. And I do have an under. I have an under coming up as well. This one, I think this could be like similar to what you were saying about Joe Mixon, right? Like, I still think Singletary could be like the first and second down guy. I don't know. This is probably one I would personally stay away from, but that's why you are you and I am me. Tom, I know that you love this team. This is a team that is near and dear to your heart. So I know that you are going to agree with this one. Let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk a little Ezekiel Elliott. I really was taken aback by his rushing total. 875 and a half. I don't know, man. Like, under 900 yards, I'm taking the over. This dude has never had less than 979 rushing yards in his career. And anytime he's had less than 1,000, it's been on injury shortened or the suspension season that he's had. You know, everybody wants to talk about how he's dusty, how bad he was last year. Cat still rushed for over 1,000 yards. Even if you take out those first couple healthy games that he had, I think it was like the first 5 weeks, and you only take the per game rushing average he had over the rest of the season, where he only had one game over 70 yards, that per game rushing average still comes out to 780 yards on the season. So even if like he's somewhere in between those first five games where he was healthy, looked like Zeke, and those last 12 games in terms of his performance, if he could be like somewhere in the middle, I think he's going to hit this over. Like, this offense, we're still expecting to be explosive, still expecting to be one of the best offenses in the league. So like, I saw that and I was like, hold on, is this right? We're really, and I think on FanDuel, it might be a little bit lower. I think it might be like 850 and a half on FanDuel. So make sure you look around on any of these totals that we're talking about, especially if you have a different sports book that you prefer. But I just think unless he gets injured, and this is still with Tony Pollard being more involved this year, right? Like, I don't know, man. Like, that one just seems a little too low for me.
If he's fresh, if he plays, you know, 14 games, I think there's a pretty good chance that he gets that. Javonte over 945 and a half. That son of a bitch had 903 yards last year, and now he is the guy. If he splits 70-30, he's going to smash that number. I love this offense, and Javonte is a huge reason why. Obviously, he only got 203 carries last year, which was tied for 16th in the league. I think he's going to go over 1,000 yards. I think this is paid out by week 15. I think it's paid out early. I think he smash Javonte 945.
Yeah, I don't even think it has to be a 70-30 split. I still think it could be like a 60-40 and he hits this.
Right. I mean, we're at a 50-50 and he was 42 yards away, 43 yards away, hashtag math.
Let's go under on Najee Harris's rushing touchdown total, which is at 9.5. Asking Najee to score 10 rushing touchdowns on a team that might not spend a whole hell of a lot of time in scoring position is a tough ask. He had 7 rushing touchdowns last year on 307 carries. first of all, I don't see him getting over 300 carries again. And I think that this off, I think that there is now with the news and notes and the nuggets and blurbs that are coming out of Steelers camp, it sounds like it actually could be worse than Ben Roethlisberger last year. Right now, it sounds like all three of these quarterbacks for the Steelers look like dog shit. So if this is somehow worse than it was last year with Ben, I just don't see how this is going to, you know, end up being a good season at all for any Steeler. They also have the fourth most difficult schedule in the NFL per Sharp Football. And this isn't just looking at last year's win percentage, which a lot of the strength of schedule stuff looks at. They look at the projected win totals for their opponents this year. And they have the fourth most difficult schedule in the NFL. So I know the line probably got better with the additions of Cole and Daniels on the interior of that offensive line. But let's be honest, that was a low bar to begin with. That line was dreadful last year. So with all those things taken into consideration, man, Najee getting double-digit rushing touchdowns, can't take the over. Give me the under at 9.5.
Yeah, so predicting touchdowns is always really tough. I don't know. I'm staying away from this because I don't like to predict touchdowns, but that's just me.
Coward?
No, man. I ain't scared. I got a dog, but I ain't scared. I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You got one more?
Yeah, I got a bonus one here, okay? We're going to go with a quarterback rushing over here. Trey Lance over 500 yards.
Ooh.
501, technically. Only three quarterbacks topped this number last year, but they were Jalen Hurts, Lamar, and Josh Allen. Oh, wow, that's weird. They're also the only quarterbacks to have over 88 attempts last year. Trey had 23 attempts and 130 yards in the two games he started. I don't have to do the math for you guys, I hope, but that's pretty good. I don't think he gets the Hurts treatment where they run 59% of the time, but I think it is good enough to eclipse 500 yards as long as he doesn't get hurt or benched, which I don't see happening. I don't have a ton of math or stats or whatever to back it up aside from what I just gave you. However, he's going to get it. They're going to run the ball. They're going to manufacture it. They're going to move the ball. They're going to be in a playoff race. They're going to want to win games, and that offense is going to come down to being an effective run offense and manufacturing ways to move the ball downfield, which Trey Lance is going to be good at. So Trey Lance over 500 yards, 501.
I'm with you, man. I think that probably should be looked at his floor, right? Like, I think upside wise, he could reach Jalen Hurts territory. Maybe not in terms of the overall like rushing numbers and rushing percentage, but I think he has, because of his athleticism, 800, 900 rushing yards, and like at his ceiling. So 500,
right.
I'm all about that life. Appreciate you guys rocking with us. Please hit us with a sub and a like. You can also jump into our free fantasy football Discord where we're talking props, dynasty, redraft, DFS, all that fun stuff. So make sure you join that. Appreciate you all rocking with us, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.